Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, a service of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. On the phone with me is Rick Tolman, who is the CEO of the National Corn Growers Association. And last week there was a debate at the National Press Club that involved ethanol and the energy balance when it comes to ethanol, the making of it and the producing of it, and then what we get out of it. Rick, why don't you tell me a little bit about what happened at that debate last week?
Glad to, Cindy. This was a pretty significant event. Prior to the passing of the energy bill, the petroleum industry put a lot of money into putting out a lot of myths and misinformation about ethanol, and one was that it had a negative net energy balance, meaning that it cost $3 to get a dollar back. And this had been picked up all across the nation in a number of publications, a lot of leading national publications, and it really gotten deep into the consumer mindset. And so we obviously don't have the resources to compete with the American Petroleum Institute, but we thought we want to take this right to the media and to the national stage, and so we challenged their two experts to a head-on-head debate at the National Press Club, and we brought in two of our experts, two of theirs, and we went right at each other and laid the information out, and it was a very clear win for ethanol, very clear. The facts and figures support ethanol. That is energy efficient. It makes a lot of sense, and the publicity has been very good, and it will continue to roll out. We had about 25 media folks at the event. There were about 160 total of people in the audience. It was broadcast live on C-SPAN 2, and if any of your listeners are interested, they can go to our website at www.ncga.com, and there's copies of the audio, and they can get copies of the presentations. And if they can go to C-SPAN, they can see the video, actually. And we've seen a number of stories. There was one on CBS the night of the event, and for once, they are very balanced, giving both sides of the story. So we're feeling pretty good that we set the record straight. We got good information out there. We prepared well. And in the head-to-head debate, I think our guys did well, and if scored by the debate coach, they would have won.
Well, that's great, a great way to get the information out to the public. And speaking of that, the National Corn Growers has also got recently put on a website after this all came out in the media. Tell us about the information that's on your website on ethanol facts.
We set up a new website called Ethanol Facts. It's www.ethanolfacts.com. It's designed to be a unbiased, objective website, just information that comes from a number of different sources about the true facts about ethanol. The exciting thing about ethanol is it's new technology, and so things are changing every year. Every new plant that comes online is more efficient than the last. There are new enzyme technologies. There's new technology that makes it more efficient. So this site, www.ethanolfacts.com, is designed to share the latest information, facts, figures, that when your listeners hear some of the negative information, they can go to that site, they can pull that information up and have facts at their fingertips that's accurate, up-to-date, and verifiable.
And also a good place for the media to turn for accurate information. Rick, is there anything else you want to add right now as far as the ethanol debate is concerned, now the energy bill is passed and we're seeing gas prices soaring once again?
The energy bill and the renewable fuel standard is a tremendous victory for agriculture and the U.S. economy and corn producers and soybean producers in particular. And it took a lot of grassroots effort to get that passed. I'll just tell you, the American Petroleum Institute spent $10 million trying to stop the renewable fuel standard from being put in at the level that it was at. We spent just a spit in the ocean compared to that, because we don't have that kind of money, but we had grassroots support. I think the important thing for your listeners to keep in mind, that's a tremendous victory, but we see that as a floor. And while it will put us on a path for the ethanol industry to double in the next 4 to 5 years, we see it only as a floor, and the ceiling we have to earn. And that's why things like this ethanol debate are important, that we get the right facts and information out there to the general public so that they understand it's a partial solution to our energy dependence crisis, and they have good feelings about and have accurate information. And that's why we're putting so much time and effort in to set the record straight.
All right. Thank you very much. Rick Tolman, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association. With Corn Talk this week, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.